Resources Scrutiny Committee. Not a huge agenda, but who knows? Who knows what can be unearthed in all that, in all those written papers? You're smiling. A special welcome, of course, again to Councillor Edgeler, who's standing in. She's already graced us with her company at the Task and Finish Group.
I told you about my butter.
Right, so with that, let's move on to the agenda. We kick off with the minutes of the 18th of January, as previously published on the Council's website. You all agree that they're true and correct record? Yes. Thank you very much indeed. And apologies.
Yes, Chairman, I've got apologies from Councillor Dodson, Councillor Roycroft, who's substituted this evening by Councillor Edgeler, Councillor Price, and Councillor Pert.
Right, thank you very much indeed. Now, the other items are public question time.
That's nil.
Councillor session.
That's nil.
Called in items.
That's nil.
Members' items.
And that's nil.
So we come on to officers' reports. Item 7A, which is quarter three performance reporting. Ah, thank you, Tracy, you're here. So would you like to take us through that paper, please? Good, fine. So, yes, we'll take that page by page then, members. So we'll kick off the report on page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. Sorry, Councillor Godfrey.
Just the bottom one,
I agree, actually. I think it's the first quarter which pulls it down, but there's definite improvements after that. And I have to say, the others have improved no end. So I think, you know, congratulations on pulling that whole thing round. I think that's good news, and it's really pleasing to see. So well done. Thank you very much indeed for doing that. It must have been, you know, you must have had to pull around quite a bit and put quite a lot of effort into it. So thank you very much for all that, because you've been successful. You've moved it forward.
Well, members made suggestions of that scrutiny when the performance on the customer service was down. We took on some of those. We made some changes. We made slightly different offers to customers. But the uptake on the surveys returns has improved, and the results with them.
Okay. Well, sorry, Councillor Trowbridge.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to speak. I was just going to say, may I speak?
Well, let's have some members who want to speak first. Okay. Yes.
When we say it's 70%, are satisfied, very satisfied, is that based on 100% figure being all the responses or all the customers?
All the responses. The response rate is actually quite low in reality on the numbers. So the response rate is probably about 15%. So it's so this quarter is 88%.
Okay. Any other members who want to say anything on that? Well, I'll bring Councillor Trowbridge then.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make a comment that I've been having Bill when you find a service really good, you don't make a comment, do you? And so I think that is very skewed. You phone them up, as long as you phone before four, they're there the next day. There's never an issue. I found them absolutely spot on. So I just wanted to put that comment as well.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Councillor. So that's page six. Anything else on page six, members? Okay, page seven. Councillor Pardesi, yes.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, on 3.1.2, the delivery plan, could we have some sort of indication of when this might be ready and will it be coming back to us then?
So the delivery plan for fourth of the year is still being developed and it's due to go to cabinet on 7th of April.
Right, so it'll be going 7th of April then, fine. Do you want to come back on that, Lord Council?
Yeah, and then it'll come back here to us.
It'll come
to this
an update on performance, yeah.
So it will come to resources. Mm. Oh, excellent. Okay. Do we know? Could it be at our June meeting or August meeting?
I don't know what the cycle is, but as long as it's approved by Cabinet on that date, then it'll be included as part of the performance
Sorry?
It'll be the next meeting.
It'll be the next meeting, so we should get it in June.
June.
I'm advised by Andrew. Oh, that'll be good. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Okay, anything else, members, on page 7?
Yeah.
Councillor Godfrey?
Actually, it's 3.2.1 and 3.2.2, really, it's the same. Where we actually look to trace the Capital Union Chair, where we look to trace the climate change and the group of stakeholders, because they have met anyway.
Okay, through you, Chair, so we now have a community panel that's in place. We have the first meeting of the group on the 7th of February. So we have 13 members who are to be part of the panel, and at the moment we're just going through the process of sorting out governance, so terms of reference and nominations of chair and vice chair.
I count for you, Chair, report to the Committee Resources Committee.
Yes, there's one.
Okay, thanks very much. Members and officers, could I ask, there is this noise constantly, just that. Now, perhaps I'm just getting old and decrepit.
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation, Councillor. But I'm finding it very difficult to hear everybody, particularly at that end, it's not just me, I hope. So could everybody speak up a bit more, please? Can you all hear me, incidentally?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
I move forward, Chairman, because I couldn't hear a word.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, it's just noise. Okay, never mind. So that's page 7, then, members. Anything else on page 7? No? Page 8? Anything on page 8? Okay, page 9? Page 9?
Page 10.
Page 10. Councillor James.
422. Project team has written specification and this is waiting agreement. Who's doing the agreement? When's this going to happen?
We'd like to step up to the table, Peter.
So, yes, the specification has taken longer than we thought because during lockdown people got better at dealing with technology and had greater aspirations about what they wanted the CRM to do. So the specification is greater now, which is good, than it was originally, but it's a moving target at the councils. So I expect the specification to be completed by the end of April.
Right, OK. Councillor James, want to come back at all?
So the specification end of April, and then who's going to agree it?
Various groups at both councils, so it's the organisation with the group established, the organisation reshaping that can both customer contact centres and both leadership teams.
And then I assume then goes to county for procurement?
Yes.
In May?
We'd hope so, but as you can see, there's quite a few steps.
So June.
It's still August now. What's that time would you say?
No, I like June.
No, okay. Okay, so have you got your answers
then? I've got the answer.
Okay,
okay.
Right, thanks very
thank
much
you.
Indeed. Councillor Pardesi.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, on 4.2.1, this addresses the impact of change on customers, including accommodation transformation. And I have to say something about the transformation of our reception area downstairs. It's got to be the most unfriendly and unwelcome receptioner around. You walk in through the main door, Chair, and for a second or two, you stop in your tracks because there's not a person in sight and you can't even see the computers or the iPads or anything. You have to actually shuffle around to see the iPads there. There's not a single seat, any chair, bench, nothing there. There's no sign or indication of how to summon assistance should you need it. And I consider this to be a building that belongs to the people and where our residents should feel welcome. And the reception area downstairs really gives the sense that we want to deter people from coming in rather than welcoming them in.
Right, thank you very much, Councillor Pardesi.
Yes, you're
right. Right, well, I've got Councillor Godfrey. Do you want to say something? Okay, Councillor Edgeler and... Yeah, okay, let's have those, yeah.
Thank you, Chair. I couldn't agree more with my colleague, Councillor Parkinson. It's a very unfriendly area. It looks like you're walking into a corridor, not a reception area. And the people who are most likely to need the help and advice from the council coming through them doors may not be the people who can use the equipment there. And I have to say, I think there's nothing better than having a happy, smiling face saying, "How can I help you?"
But Chair, could I just add as well that I've heard reports that people have sometimes had to turn to the security person or people coming out of the clinics to collar them to try and get them to help them with the technology downstairs.
Right, okay, thank you very much. Now I've got Councillor Edgeler.
Yes. Thank you very much, Chairman. Mm-hmm. I will reiterate what's been said, actually. I totally agree with what you said. I think we're supposed to be customer friendly and that. There's nowhere for anybody. Is anybody walking in there with a walking stick and walks in from the car park and that who wants to sit down? There's nowhere. I couldn't believe it. I need to send an email, actually, to our chief exec and to Tracy to voice my concerns. And I was going to take it up with our group, actually, because I thought to myself, I'm the leader. Because I thought this is so unfriendly, it's so wrong. I don't know who's designed it, I don't know where the money's come from to be paid for or anything, but I totally agree with what he said, and something should be done about it. So unfriendly.
Yeah. Councillor Brown, you seem to.
I agree. I don't have anything to say on it because I completely agree with what's been said.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just nice, not nice. It's great to have someone on reception. We haven't got that anymore. You know, there's clinics and everything here which are quite important for people to get to, and the instructions aren't very clear. If you need to ask somebody where
there
to go, and there's no one there to ask. So, I agree.
Okay.
I rarely agree with
you. Right, okay, thank you very much. Well, I mean, there seem to be a number of. Councillor Godfrey?
Well, can I suggest, Chair, that this committee actually writes to the Cabinet and puts our views to the Cabinet. don't find the new area improvements. In fact, quite the opposite. We find the new areas a step backwards. And we would quite like some improvements to it.
Right, cool. I mean, there is a recommendation. We can make recommendations, can't we?
Yeah.
So, you, as a committee, we can make a recommendation to the cabinet. We can't order anyone to do anything, but we can make a recommendation that this committee feels that whatever it is you want done should be done to the reception area. Councillor Edgeworth.
I'd just like to know who designed it. You know, why we haven't given any thought on the idea or anything.
I'm just getting some information from the councillors first, so that Tracy's got something to reply to, something to hold on to, you know, give it a good pull around. So, Tracy, we come back to you now with all these queries for your reply. Yeah, come through the chair, through the chair, Councillor. Councillor Edgeworth. There are some complaints coming round here, actually. Councillor James.
Yeah, I was going to say, what it seems to me is one way of solving this, or at least going somewhere toward it, is to have what I used to call a floor walker. It needs to be there all the time. And, you know, if that person, you know, clearly from what we're hearing now, is there is no floor walker, and that person needs to come out of whichever loft floor walking for them to rotate so they don't get
drift. Yes, and that's exactly what the customer service team do.
I mean, I have to say that when I've been in there, I felt quite alienated. You know, it's almost like walking to some sort of dystopian novel, you know. It's impersonal. It's, you know, there's no warmth at all coming through that you matter as a human being. It's almost a sort of, well, it's like an automaton or a robot or something.
That's what you are now.
Well, it's awful, isn't it? Yeah, well, look, members, what do you want to do? Do you want to make a recommendation to Cabinet that the matter be looked into again?
Yeah, to review it.
Yeah, okay. But with a view to making it more human?
Yeah.
Human would be nice.
More friendly.
Right, so...
Is that seconded?
Yeah, we need to see if that's seconded. Who's proposing it, incidentally? Okay, Councillor. Who's seconding them? Okay, thank you. Councillor Godfrey? So, all those. Oh, sorry. Councillor Trowbridge?
Thank you. Can I just make a very quick comment? I do agree with a lot of what's been said, but on the flip side, I brought a homeless person in there, and he said, it was so lovely not to have to deal with lots of different faces. He thought it was great. You come in and press one on the telephone and someone came down from Housing Options. And so there is a flip side that some people do like it as it is. So I just wanted to put that in there too.
But I suspect the majority of people would find it somewhat alienating rather than comfortable. Yes. Councillor Green. Yes, right. Okay. What we're doing is making a recommendation to the Cabinet, as I understand it, that they ought to reconsider the environment of the reception area with a view to making to make it more humane and human.
Should we hear from the Cabinet member who is just
Councillor Smith?
Thank you, Chairman. I have to say, I haven't been in there since the transformation or the facilities were being introduced. I've not seen it. But I take what Councillor Pardisi says. It seemed to me when she first spoke that the real issue was signage. And we've heard that signage isn't there or will be there soon. I think that's a major failure. I mean, when we went into this, we did understand that there would be somebody there in case people had problems. And if that's not happening, then we obviously need to look at that. But first of all, if the signage is put right, and then if there is somebody available, if the sign says press one to help for somebody to help you, and they come, then that would solve it. But I don't know enough detail. I'm quite prepared to go and look at it and do as Councillor James says, and do a walk through myself to see if, as a pretend customer, so to speak, to see what I can. Yeah.
But meanwhile, I think there seems to be a willingness on the part of the committee to say, let's make this recommendation to the Cabinet. Because there's obviously something wrong
with
the situation. Can we try and set it right for the benefit of our residents, who are also our consumers, you know, and whom we are supposed to represent. So, all in favour, all those in favour, if you put your hands up, please.
Unanimous.
Is that unanimous? It's unanimous, yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for that, members. Now, let's move on to anything else on page 10. Page 11. Page 12, and this is the improvement report, and we're seeing that there is improvement action being undertaken. Final sign off April, hopefully. Anyway, on that, should I gather? Yep. Yeah. So,
then. Just make a point on that. Right?
Yeah, Councillor.
When the head of the IT spoke, I thought it was interesting that. Because of COVID, people have become more computer savvy and want more from the system, and therefore the system is going to be enhanced to take that on board. I thought that was a good comment.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true nationally, isn't it, as well? Yeah. Right, thank you very much, Councillor Smith. So now we come on to Appendix 2 on page 13, and this is the General Fund budget monitoring. So Tracy's now going to take a back seat. And Emma is taking her place. Welcome, Emma. So we'll go through the. Oh, do you want to introduce it, the paper, to begin with?
Not only. I mean, this is the third quarter, shows about 606,000 against budget, but that's primarily as a result of the COVID provisions which you've seen in the other portfolios.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll go through it page by page then, members. So, kick off on page 13. Any points for 13? 14? Councillor Godfrey.
Thank you, Chair. Through you, this
first of all, if we can put some more meat on the bones as regards staff vacancies, obviously as I said, we're saving £130,000. I'd also like his opinion on the fact that £52,000 saving really will show our chief executive becoming. And also I'd like to ask how much the COVID pandemic has actually cost the council, and is £503,000 anywhere near enough to cover what we spent?
So, three questions
there? I'm not able to answer most of those questions off the top of my head. I mean, the sharing of the chief executive, that's a matter of fact.
That's a good deal.
Well, I believe so. It's a 1% increase in council tax, near enough.
That's a good deal. £52,000. Do you, Chair? £52,000 shared with our chief executive. That's a good deal, okay.
Would that include on costs as well? On costs?
It's for three parts of the year.
So does it include on costs for the chief executive?
You have to ask him for the details.
Sorry?
Yes.
It does, okay.
Would you like to answer the two questions?
Yeah,
the staff vacancies, there are a number of vacancies throughout the portfolio. Some of them are balance of hours, some of them are savings where we've had a post and then they've been filled and it's going to start back and we've advertised and things that take longer for them to be filled during the COVID period. And some of them people have been waiting and holding them back whilst it's been more difficult to recruit, particularly within the legal area. So that's kind of a flow out from that. In terms of the COVID itself, obviously we have had major cost we've had is in relation to the loss of income. The government 75 pence in the pound provision has helped, and obviously we've taken account of how much that's likely to be. The income levels have improved against all areas compared to what they were last year. But we've still got something built in for the next couple of years because we're being cautious, so we would expect them to increase better, but we've just kind of hedging our bets. So the COVID provisions we've got were due to loss in income that we were anticipating to come through. For the rest of it, we're not seeing any major cost increases for this year as a result of COVID.
Councillor Godfrey, do you want to come back?
So, when the government said it would cover all expenses of COVID service provisions, was that correct, as far as we're concerned?
We did get additional monies last year as an unring-fenced grant, so they've been put aside, so we haven't spent all of those, so they will be helping mitigate some of these losses below the line.
So it's helped mitigate, not fully cover?
I wouldn't be able to say that. I believe it's probably fully covered, but I don't want to commit myself without knowing the absolute facts.
And just on Councillor Smith, was it 52,000 is 1% of council tax?
Well,
60,000. That's what you said.
60,000 is about 1%.
It's below 1% of council tax.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Right. 60,000, 50,000, 52,000, yeah. It's near as damning.
It's quite a lot below 1%.
It's of the same proportion.
We shouldn't be having arguments, you know. You should be directing your comments to the chair. You can have an argument with me.
Would you agree, Chair, that 52,000 is in the same parish as 60,000?
No.
Five?
It's not worth it.
It's 90% of it.
Right, come on now, let's move on. Is there anything else on page 14?
No.
No. Right, page 15. Councillor Edgerton.
Thank you, Chairman. It's like history repeating itself to me. If we look at law and administration, and I'm looking at the additional saltings income of 23,000, 20 odd years ago, I remember looking at the saltings income and realising there was no money being spent on there or anything, and I did get lighting fixed on that. That site. I mean, what I can't understand is we've got 23,000 coming from the saltings, more income, and why are we under a law and administration with the saltings when Dover Street isn't? And why have we not have like we didn't, we've had in the past, we've had somebody going around the saltings probably once a year or every 6 months, just checking that everything's all right. And that was an officer of the council, but now nobody goes around it. I think because if all the responsibility now on the saltings are falling on myself, actually, because when there's a problem or anything, they're ringing me. There's a major problem in there. In fact, I sent an email actually to Claire Shriver today. We've got a major problem with the flooding between the saltings and Lodgefield Park. It's always flooded, and it's always flooding, especially like today. But, you know, I've been fighting this now for 12 months to try and get something done. Now you're telling me there's 23,000 additional income, and yet we don't seem to be spending any money on that site. I just don't understand it. And why does it come under law and administration and not and Glover Street doesn't?
I'm sure Emma will be able to answer that question. Ian, would you want to step up?
Yeah, there are different types of sites. Glover Street is a traveller gypsy site. The Saltings isn't. Obviously, it's transferred to Law and Admin. It used to be with Housing Property Services, so it's transferred when the housing stock was transferred and the property service side was transferred. So it is managed jointly with Law and Admin, hold the budget and receive inquiries about it. But we do work with our colleagues in Street Scene and Property Services to try and deal with any requests. And the additional income, I think that must be coming on fees. It's not something we can manage.
The income is sales blocks, so they pay a commission when they sell the blocks,
not something we predict before, it's just something that arises depending on how many people move out of the site each year.
Councillor Edgley, yes.
I've got one particular area on there where there's a hoarding situation. I mean, I've had to get the fire service involved actually to deal with this, which hopefully we'll get it resolved. But my thoughts are that you know, it's an area there, it's making money for the council, and yet we don't seem to look after it as well as what we should. Shall I put it that way?
Any inquiries can be forwarded to legal services, and we're looking at, we'll work with our colleagues to try and address. So, if, I don't know if you've raised the query with legal.
I've raised it with the fire people, I've raised it with Street Scene, but not actually to yourselves. But since Julie Simpson's gone, she was the person to contact. So who's the best person then to contact regarding the Saltings?
For the initial inquiries, yes, to Simon Turner in legal.
Okay, so that's a helpful thing. So you've got a contact now in legal.
It'll be done tomorrow.
So you've got someone you can contact and talk to them about it.
I think my problem is that this one is there and that, and yet we don't seem to be spending much on that side anyway.
You've made that point anyway. Okay, thanks very much indeed, Councillor Edgley. Anything else on that page? Or no? Okay. So that was page. Oh, I can't remember what it was. 15. Page 15. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18. Page 19. And page 20. So that's that one. So we note that. Yeah. Okay. Now we come to the review of the Constitution, where we now have to agree to what we agreed before as the Task and Finish Group. So, Councillor Godfrey, sorry.
I know Ian's coming to the table. It's just agreeing with the exception of on page 27 of the agenda. in the relevant paragraph on the top part of the table, if you could put in rule 5.2 and 5.5, that would alleviate the issues regarding substitutions.
Yeah, that should cover it quite well. Yeah. Now, Ian, do you want to make some points?
I'm just here in case of any questions.
Okay.
You discussed it as a task and finish, so recommendations before you as a formal committee
right.
Now.
Councillor Godfrey wants to say something, I think.
Okay.
Oh, happy to just move these.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got a proposer, we've got a seconder.
Yeah.
Yes. All in favour?
Yeah.
That's unanimous, I think. Isn't
it?
That's good. Excellent. Thank you, members. So now we move on to the final part of the agenda, which is the work programme. The main part of this is basically page 30, which is we've got on. Oh, Councillor Godfrey.
Chair, can I ask when the next general meeting of this committee is?
Yeah, it's 23rd of June, isn't it?
23rd of June. That's quite a
it's in June. It'll be in June. Yeah.
Yes,
quite a gap.
There's several things that the committee will be looking at when we come back, and we have a task and finish already in place, which Councillor James seconded, for procurement, this committee will be looking at, which I think is important, and the committee should look at that. But I also think there's another issue, and bearing in mind we have got 4 months where this committee is at meeting, where a task and finish may be useful to the council, and that is what happens to Section 106 money. Where it goes, where is it spent, and can we have a review of it? Now, obviously this committee does have a responsibility for Section 106 and it's because of the financial implications involved. So I am proposing, or I'd like to ask my colleagues on this committee, if we could set up a task and finish to maybe work in the form, or start work in the 4 months that we aren't meeting as a committee, to look at Section 106 monies in full.
All right. Well, can we hold on for the members first? Because we should really get views of members before the executive. Councillor Green.
I understand that they are moving through the Section 106 money at the moment. There has been a bit of a change in the setup, as I understand it. And things, I've got some Section 106 money which I'm looking after. Things do seem to be moving in the right direction, whereas before they weren't. So I do think there have been some changes to how it's been allocated and how it's been run. Don't think we need a task and finish group between now and then, but maybe if things haven't moved along in the next few months, maybe we do have to look at it then.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy it's going in the right direction at the moment.
Yes, Councillor Nixon.
Thank you, Chair. I think I raised 106 money previously at one of these scrutiny meetings, and we got advised that 106 money was reviewed at, I can't remember the committee, I think it was to do with regeneration. But, even on the relevant points, I have to say I do agree with Councillor Godfrey. I think it is, I personally think it should form part of this scrutiny as well. I think given the volume of development that's taken place in our borough, I think
thank you very much, Councillor Nixon. Councillor, any other councillor comments?
Just a comment, Chairman, that there's a lot of talk about 106 money at the economic development meeting last week. You know, it was really scrutinised then, but I'm only a sub on this committee.
Well, I was at that meeting, actually, because I wanted to hear what was being said about Section 106 money. And it was discussed for an hour and a half, but I didn't feel it was terribly well scrutinised. I'd have liked to have drilled down quite a lot more in a number of areas. So I didn't feel full justice was done to that, given, of course, an hour and a half was spent on it. Yes, Councillor.
I think we really need some indication from the new officer when he's done his review of it. We need a timeline to go on, don't we, really? And when we know that, then we can organise something then. But I think we need a timeline when it's going to come out, what the review is going to be.
So when the review is going to be from the officer, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we can't do anything before, because we don't know what is. thoughts are on it. So,
what one could actually possibly make a recommendation as to a framework for scrutiny or for so actually analysing the thing and the shape of the analysis, if you like. Councillor James.
I was just going to say, Mr. Chairman, that I think we should give the guy some breathing space. Things are moving forward. And perhaps look at, you know, maybe at our next meeting to see whether a task and finish is necessary. But I think we should give the guy breathing space. Otherwise, all you're going to do is load him up with what I call nugatory work.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments from members? Yes.
Yeah, given the fact that the next meeting isn't until June, and there's a review due, that we don't know at what point that's going to actually happen between now and June, I think task and finish would be useful at some point. You know, given the fact that the review could come out in end of April or something like that, beginning of May, then we can move on from that point rather than wait until June to make another decision on the new task and finish.
So you're saying, you know, it would be better to do something earlier rather than later. Councillor Nixon.
I think the only other point I was going to make is this is the resource of scrutiny, and it sounds like the Borough is investing heavy resources in this, you know, in 106 money. Mm. So surely there is merit there in us examining the resource that is being, you know, consumed.
Yeah. There's certainly a lot of money there.
Yeah.
Looking at the figures at the Economic Development Committee. You know, I was actually very surprised at how much money there was in that pot.
Why don't you go to Economic Development before resources?
Well, Economic Development discussed it. Was it last week?
That's
or was it before?
Yeah.
But, well, okay, there's members, nothing else? Members? Okay, right. Well, I've got Councillor Smith, then Councillor Trowbridge.
Simple question, Chairman. What was the resolution at the end of the debate at the Economic Development Committee?
It was to note the resolution, through you, Chairman. It was to note the report that Alex Shendler prepared, which was mainly on process, really, rather than specific science.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Councillor Trowbridge?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. After I've had a meeting with Alex since the Economic Development meeting, there is something coming out to all members imminently. We're just waiting for it to be signed off by Tim, so once he can get round to signing it off. And once that's in place, but it needs to come to all members to agree this is the process, because I want to involve all members. I'm not just putting a process in place. Then things will move. He's already got most of the stuff on the computer. Once everything's on the computer, it will be a simple thing of printing off how much money there is to spend in every single area and what it needs to be spent on. Because it's not as simple as was discussed in Economic Development. Ralph saying there's area for a parking in my area, but the money that's in his area states it has to go towards hockey. You know, it has to go where the 106 money goes. So it has to be in a huge chart of where it needs to go, what area it needs to go in, who's the councillor in that area, and then bringing up everything together. So Economic Development have scrutinised it, maybe not as well as you wanted it, but they have scrutinised it. And it's no good crossing, because it's just giving Alex Yendall the same job to do again, because he's over this department, so it will still come under Alex. So I can't see the point of piling work onto him when he's dealing with it. He said last week he'd only got 70 more to get on the system. I mean, that's nothing compared to where we was a couple of years ago. And then the process can happen. And he's already got a template in place for anything under the 50,000. So I would say give him a bit of breathing space, let him carry on. And then, yes, if by June you're not happy with what's happened by then, pull him in, ask him what's going on. Say, why hasn't this moved forward? But I feel comfortable by then it will have moved forward, because I'm meeting with him weekly now, April.
Yeah, don't forget, of course, we're not, we're looking, we should be focused on this from the financial viewpoint, really. You know, is the money being spent where it should be spent?
Absolutely, that's what I'm
saying.
Is it
leaking out somewhere else?
Oh, God, no. It's not allowed.
But that's what scrutiny is about.
Ask Ian, they're legal documents,
yes,
with the developers.
Mm.
So we have no choice. And that's why members can't come in and just say, I want a park here,
I want hockey here.
It has to go down. And that's why it's all got to be on the computer to make sure everything's being done correctly.
And when would you think that this grand plan is going to be ready?
I would say the other 70 will be on before the June. They'll be on the computer. Mm.
But what does Alex say? Does he think it's going to be when is he saying it's going to be ready by?
I can't speak for Alex. He's not here.
Mm.
But I'm pushing Alex in every direction to get it through, because it's the direction I want to go. I know in planning they have a lot more things that they find more important, but it's the direction I want to go, so I am pushing this.
But see, that's part of the worry. They might find other things in planning that are more important than sorting out the section 106.
Well, you don't know me then, because I don't let go. And so this will be sorted by June. You will have template in place to apply. You will know what monies sits in your area and where it needs to spend.
So we will have a paper. We will have a paper.
Maybe not through you, maybe through economic development, but there will be something there. Yes.
But we might also have an interest in the way section 106.
Well, everyone will see that. Everybody will see that agreement. Everyone will see that template, because I've asked everyone to comment on it.
No, Councillor Hart.
Can I come back? Well, all these agreements are drawn up with the developer before he starts work.
Mm.
So they are a legal document stating the amount of money goes to where at the point of the agreement between the county and its planning. So we know that money has got to go, because it's a legal agreement, to that particular purpose. So all we need to know is what purpose it is, really, if you want to know that. But it will be there, because that agreement is being drawn up between the developer. So it's the development side. So there's nothing underhand or anything like that. It's a total legal agreement. The developer can't divert from that agreement.
Councillor Godfrey, do you want to make any points?
Everyone's comments, but I've heard that they're changing their mind. I think we have a period of time when we can look at this as a committee and look at the financial aspects of the 106 monies, and I think we should.
We can't go on that line.
Why do you want to look at it? It's a legal document.
It's just what you're trying to stir something up that isn't there. You're trying to make something of nothing. It is there legally for everybody to see. And if you're trying to stir it up, well, that's up to you, but I don't see it as a political, it's a legal thing, not a political thing. And as long as the builders comply with that agreement, and that's what we've got to oversee, that they are complying with that agreement.
Well, presumably we would, sorry, yes, Catherine.
It's a legal document, but also, isn't there a time span within those 106 monies that, if they aren't spent within that time, that the developer can claim it back on that place for 10 years.
Right. Councillor Smith?
First of all, Chairman, can I tell you that the Cabinet have been very vociferous with the Chief Executive and that team regarding the lack of information on 106 money for a considerable time. We have been asking for a detailed report, and it's on its way. I've seen a draft, which is what Councillor Trowbridge has been talking about. Also, there is a new computer system. I identified this problem when I was first made the Cabinet Member Fellowship 15 years ago.
106 monies are extremely complex because it involves the legal department, the planning department, the leisure department, and other departments all the time. We, as Councillor Harp says, once the legal document is signed, there's a certain amount of money that's going to come to the council. Sometimes it comes on day one of the planning application, sometimes it comes when 25% of the houses have been built, sometimes it comes when 100% of that. It's a complex document, and people have to be, you know, on the ball and keep checking it out. I can tell you that there is no money due to be paid back to any developer. We have at least had that assurance. I can understand the frustration that we've all got, the frustration that there's an amount of money there and it needs spending and we need a team to spend it. But it isn't, I mean, I'm not quite sure what you want to do from a financial point of view. Once the document is signed, that's the money you're going to get. Full stop. Where you spend it will be in accordance with whatever strategies you've got. It might say play facilities in that area, it might say goes towards a swimming pool, it might say all sorts of things. And it's not straightforward. But the money is there and it will be seen, and that's what we want. We want a list of what the jobs are, what the developments are, what the money is, and broadly where it can be spent. And that's what we're going to get.
Yes, Councillor Godfrey?
No, I totally agree with Councillor Smith. I won't call an argument with me and everything you've said. Just it adds weight to the argument of having it task and finish in the 4 months we've got between now and June.
Councillor James?
But what would the task and finish group do?
Sorry, there's a silence.
Councillor Godfrey?
Do you want me to answer like that? Yeah, please. And basically, go through the mechanics, go through what members' fears are, members' expectations, and get a better understanding of what Section 106 monies are and how they will be spent in the future and how we got to the point where we are now.
You can't do that.
Tracy.
Through you, Chair. So, from an officer perspective, Councillor Smith is absolutely right. Cabinet are driving this forward and trying to accelerate all members having some robust, timely, up-to-date information in terms of Section 106. It has been scrutinised by Economic Development and Planning Scrutiny, which is the right area that should be scrutinised. At the moment, the forward planning team are working exceptionally hard trying to bring the system up-to-date with the information required so members can see all of that information. It's very timely, and in terms of officer capacity, it takes up a huge amount of time. So could I suggest that we allow forward planning to go through the process of bringing the process up to where it needs to be and to get the information input onto the system so they can actually produce a report that is meaningful for all members. I really do not think that a task and finish is the right approach. I think that we need to allow the officers the time to do what they need to do.
Thank you, Tracy. Councillor James.
I couldn't agree more. If you don't, you know, if you don't allow them to get on and do their job and divert them to something which, quite frankly, is unnecessary, you're just going to do, you know, the whole process is just going to move right even further, and therefore people will be even more frustrated than what they are now. Let them get on and do the job. Let's see what happens, and then make a decision if you want a task and finish. But at the moment, I think it's irrelevant.
Councillor Smith?
Just one more.
Oh, sorry. Councillor Smith, then Councillor.
Because of the pressure we've been putting on the Chief Executive, that was resulted in the new post for the 106 officer, and he's been in place, what, four
since
months?
October.
4 months, yeah. So, and of course, he's also having to assist on the development of part of the strategy for the local plan from the leisure side point of view. So once that's put to bed, he'll be able to put a lot more time on the 106 arrangements.
Right, now I've got Councillor Edgerton and then Councillor Nixon.
Fighting a battle now about 106 million and Councillor Smith voices for a number of years. So I'm so pleased now that, I mean, it's like a chicken and egg situation, because when I've raised it, it's, well, what do you want? Well, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know how much money there is to spend, so how can I? I'm not going to sit down and do a business thing about, you know, we need this, we need that, because I don't know how much money we're going to get. But at the end of the day, because I've been fighting this battle for years now, I'm so pleased that's here, that we're moving forward on this 106 money. So I do feel now we should give the officers, we're only talking months now, we're talking years, we're talking months now, so I do feel that we should give the officers time now and come up with this plan, and hopefully in the next few months we'll get things sorted.
Right. Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Nixon?
Thank you, Chair. The point I was, there's a couple of points I was going to make. One is I've been a member now for 3 years, and it's great that we are finally making progress after 3 years of being a member. But 3 years is a long time to be making progress, so is it in the right committee? Would be my first point. And then process-wise, I think as a group, I think the one thing we can unanimously agree on is, could we write to the Cabinet to ask for a date when we can expect the process to be released, because I do think a process should be relatively fast and forthcoming by the sounds of it. £3.5 million is a significant sum of money that has been underspent so far. It's good that we're making progress to spending that. I do think 106, I retain my original point, which was 106 does pull on a lot of resources within the Borough Council, and I still think we should be entitled to scrutinise it in this committee.
Mm-hmm. Are you making that as a proposal, Councillor?
My proposal would be that we write to the Cabinet to ask for when we can expect a meaningful update on the process.
Well?
I think we're trying to tie him down too much. He's been in the post for 4 months, and sorting this out has taken a generation, not just 3 years that you've been in this. It's been going on for the last 20 years, as I know, and that's the length of time I've been on this council. So I think to leave the person that's in charge of coming up with this, he's down to his last few. I think to give him time to finish it, and then let's see what transpires there. But all these, the monies have been allocated to specific things, so there's nothing to do. They've got to go to that specific thing at the end of the day.
Except that.
I think we ought to give him time to tell June anyway.
Right, Councillor?
I suggest then that we actually put this on the work programme for June then. If it's required that we do a task completion, that actually goes on to the work programme.
So we've got a proposal here that we let the Cabinet know that we're concerned we'd like to have some sort of report for June. We've got another proposal that we should put this on the work programme for a task and finish review of this for June. There's two there. Councillor James.
Sorry, can I just ask, what are you proposing that we put on the June?
Just that we basically revisit what we're discussing now, and if it's appropriate that we need a task and finish, then put it.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Yeah, so I'm happy with that.
Okay, then Councillor Godfrey?
It seems to me, Chair, that every time something gets suggested to this committee to actually do something, that's a bit constructive, to look at its remit and do what it's supposed to blooming do, we want to put it on the back burner. It's a nice way of having a nice end to a meeting. Oh, let's do it in 6 months' time. Let's do it in 4 months' time. Oh, that's really not going against what we should be doing. We should be scrutinising, Chairman. This is a scrutiny committee, not a nodding to the Cabinet Committee, not a nodding to the control and administration of this council. It is a scrutiny committee, and it is failing to scrutinise.
Right, thank you, Councillor Godfrey. So, do you have a proposal? I'm just asking Councillor Godfrey, he's got a proposal.
It's what I originally said, Chairman, the task and finish review should take to be set up and should meet in the period of the 4 months that this committee is not meeting.
Right, thank you very much. Is there a seconder for that? Got a seconder for that, okay. Now, Councillor Trowbridge?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say, being as though obviously nobody here has faith that I can bring this forward for some reason, I was told a year ago that I'll never get a 106 officer, and yet I brought that in. I didn't let go. I don't know why people can't give me the chance to do this through the proper system, and by June, if I'm not then showing that I am moving forward, as I have just promised that I will prove that I'm moving forward, which I've already proven with the 106 officer being in place. I don't know why you can't wait just those few months to give Alex and his team a bit of breathing space. There's a lot of pressure on some of the officers in this council through the last 2 years with this little thing called COVID, Aidan, that you maybe you've just not realised.
Not across the room, please. You're direct
through
your after
chair,
me.
There's a little thing called COVID been going on the last 2 years, which the leader of the Labour Party doesn't seem to realise the amount of pressure on our officers. And yet, something that's already been scrutinised by a different committee, it's being proposed to come here for what? To give Alex more work. I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I'm just not understanding what the leader of the Labour Party is suggesting.
Councillor, as I understand it, the leader of the Labour Party is Sir Keir Starmer. Councillor Godfrey.
I'm not even going to comment on what the cabinet members just said, quite frankly. Nobody on this council appreciates more what officers have done in the last 2 years. And that's a ridiculous thing to say and probably highlights the whole problem. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Right. Thank you. Councillor Smith.
I just repeat what was said before. I really think this is a job for the Economic Development Committee, because from a finance point of view, I don't see what you're going to scrutinise. Because, as I said, the 106 agreement is a financial agreement which has been agreed with the developer. That money is fixed and that money will come in. What are you going to scrutinise from a finance point of view? What you're interested in, I would imagine, is what it's going to be spent on and is it going to be spent timely, which is an economic development responsibility.
All right, thank you very much, Councillor. Ian.
I was just listening to the conversation. I was trying to figure out what the scope of your task and conditions be. I'm still not clear. If it is about the performance of development services and how they monitor 106s, that does seem to be in the economic development and scrutiny, and it's something that's in the process. I'm also concerned that task and finish over the next few months would be premature, because it is an issue that's actually being looked at now, so diverting officers to obviously support a task and finish to explain what stage they're at before they've actually got there might be a bit premature at the moment. So that would be my only concern. So that's why I was, I don't know the full detail of what's going on in the background. So we could report back in June. You may even get a report before then if you're going to tell all members what's happening with the process. But I just wanted to raise that now, because I've got concerns about falling out the scope of resources scrutiny at the moment.
Right. I've got Councillor Harp and
Councillor
James.
No, it's Councillor James.
Councillor James. Okay.
The only thing I was going to say, Mr. Chairman, is I agree with Ian. Please, let's let the system work. Now, if we meet in June, as you've described, right, if it hasn't worked or it's not working, then we make a decision as to whether we want to a task and finish. But I still have to ask, what would this task and finish do? Cabinet has already said, it's all a legal document, it's all laid out. What are you going to scrutinise?
Councillor Godfrey.
I'm happy for the vote to be taken, Chair.
Happy for the vote to be taken, okay. So we've got a proposal, and there's a seconder for the proposal. All those in favour of the proposal? Put your hands up, please.
Which proposal? It's
Councillor Godfrey's proposal, sorry. Yeah, Councillor Godfrey's proposal. Those in favour of Councillor Godfrey's proposal, put your hands up, please.
Three. Four.
Those against?
That's four. It's four.
Oh, dear. Right, well, my casting, well, I cast my vote in favour of the proposal.
You've just laid a load of extra work onto the officers.
I don't think we need all these extraneous comments. Now, there was also there were two other proposals as well.
You're asking me, Chairman, the answer to that is it depends what the 106 says. Some are very specific, some are a bit less specific and say contributions towards things in different areas. I mean, you would think from what we said we've not spent any 106 money, but the stone project, a number of smaller 106 jobs went into that that development. Plus £6 million of council money, but some of it came from various 106 monies in and around Stone. I think one came from Stafford, but I'm not too sure about that. And you know, it's not so straightforward like we keep saying. If it says it's for, I mean, if you want to build a swimming pool, then the catchment area from a swimming pool is huge. And you could say that a 106 agreement from numerous parts of the borough could contribute towards that. But if you want a small play area, and it's recognised that it's a play area in that particular area associated with that development, then that's relatively simple. But as I said, there can be all sorts of things, and it's in accordance with the strategies that you put in front of the developer, because the developer will say, if you haven't got a strategy, I'm not putting any money in. So the answers are not quite simple.
All right, thank you very much, Councillor Smith. Now, we've had that proposal, which has been voted on, agreed by this committee. There were two other proposals, as I recall, and we need to... So you're withdrawing yours, Councillor, okay. But there was another proposal as well.
Yeah,
Councillor Nixon.
Trying to get somebody down to a deadline, we could get some sort of process.
Yeah, okay. So what do you want to do with your proposal? I mean...
Well,
Sorry, Councillor Nixon?
Well, it's kind of been superseded.
Okay, fine. Okay, if you're happy with that, then. Okay, good. So, yes, Councillor?
We are having the task and finish, which we now are. I would like some clarity as to what we can actually review as part of the Section 106 process, just so we know what we're actually scrutinising as part of that.
I think that's a perfectly valid point to make. And that'll need to be dealt with, won't it? So that we can actually get information out to members of this committee as well. Yeah, that perfectly valid point. Okay. Well, members, it looks as though then we've come to the end of our agenda, and therefore may I wish you a very nice rest of the evening. It's 7:40, and hope you enjoy the rest of the evening. I have a stiff gin and tonic or something. And thank you for all your comments, as ever, your comments, your questions, your probing. Thank you very much. Thank you again for your company, Councillor Edgeler.
Sorry?
You see, you're not listening to me, are you?
I am.
No, your attention was elsewhere. It was on that young man.
Sorry, what did you say,
Jane? I was just saying how nice it was to see you, Councillor.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Anyway, thank you very much, everyone, for coming, including the officers. Thank you for all your inputs, and we'll see you at the next meeting.